WHXS Mobile.
CTD Mobile. How are you this morning?
I'm wet. How are you doing?
And I was going to say I'm probably not quite cats and dogs mobile, but I'm wet too.
Yeah, I just had to go and do a little bit of running around this morning with my trailer and go pick up some stuff and then heading back to the house to park it.
I got a call this morning and said, hey, we broke. Can you come out and fix it? It's like, well, let me see if I can fix it remotely. Nope, can't fix it remotely. Don't know what's going on, so heading out to work.
What kind of item is broken?
Navigation transmitter.
Navigation transmitter. Wow. Okay. I don't know what that entails, but is that inside work, outside work, or how does that work?
This is in its own little special shelter, and probably something, actually, to be honest, I think it's probably something with the computer that's hooked to it, but there's no telling.
Oh my gosh, yeah, well, with all the lightning that's been going on, maybe it took out the computer or something.
Actually, it took out the serial line driver, but don't quote me on that, but that's just annoying when I can't. The computer's really only job is to monitor the system, and it does have a reset button that I can reset the equipment, but can't reset it remotely, so I gotta go in and see what's going on.
KB2HXS for ID. Well, good luck with that. At least your work is inside. My work is inside and outside. But I'm not doing it today, thank goodness. I picked up some equipment for an install for Monday, but I'm going to be busy the next 2 days, so today was the only opportunity I had to go pick it up.
Pretty mobile. What kind of work do you do?
AC and heat.
On. Okay. So yeah, you do sort of like, is Jimmy Shaver still doing that?
That's my buddy. That's how I'm doing the install. Yeah, Jimmy and I, we've been partnered up for the last couple of years now.
How's he getting along these days? I heard him briefly a few weeks ago, and I haven't heard him since.
Yeah, Jimmy's he's on vacation. He's down in Myrtle Beach. He's on his way home today. And then we have this install Monday up in Spartanburg, one of his customers. So I'm kind of the mule. You know, I take care of. Well, I don't want to get into too much here, but we work together really, really well. I've known Jimmy now almost 4 years, and he's, I tell you what, I wouldn't want to work with anybody else.
I like Jimmy. I don't have any problem with him. You know, anyway, we won't go into any of that.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. So I'm just heading back to the house. I got a tarp on the equipment now, but I'm going to add a tarp. When I get to the house, and because I have an open trailer, it's not a closed trailer, so it's a pain to load a closed trailer with equipment anyway.
Well, hopefully you at least have a shed you can put it under, because it's supposed to be like this, you know, the rest of the week.
Tomorrow and the rest of the weekend, but today looks like a total washout. I had to put off a couple of customers till Saturday, but no, I've got tarps at the house. I got it topped up now. It's not a very big tarp, but I'm going to put a big tarp on it when I get to the house and bungee it down, and it'll be fine. They're outside units anyway, so.
Not as bad, then.
No, they'll be fine.
Brief spot of traffic there.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the side roads here. I'm on Highway 290 right now heading back to the house, so I try and stay the heck off the highways and stay off at 29 as much as I can.
Up on 414, got behind somebody going really slow around curves, so obviously not from around here. Good figure. But, you know, they actually have 414 under construction over there on the other side of the college, on the west side of the college.
Oh, okay. Well, 414 is not far from me. I'm, because I live off of 14 in Greer. I think 414 is almost in Travelers, right? Is that where that is, Travelers or Inman or up that way?
414 parallels 11, just a little bit further south. That's about all I can say. It runs east west from 14 to 25.
That's right. Yes. I remember that. I don't know the area that well yet. I've been up here 4 years. I'm getting to know the roads. I'm actually being able to get around and without the GPS as much.
Life is like, do you really need to put in the route to get home from your mother's? And I'm like, no, it's not because of that. It's because, you know, that I use the phone, the GPS on the phone, and it tells me where the idiot drivers are and that are causing the slowdowns or the cops or whatever.
Yeah, we do that too. You know, you see where the traffic tie-ups are and whatnot. But we got a pretty good handle on some of the roads around here now. We know where to travel. You know, we know kind of where to stay away from. So, you know, but every once in a while I got to use that GPS to get to a customer's house.
This is coming from my mom's house, who's over Taylor's direction. The only way to actually get to a back road is to take Wade Hampton.
Gotcha. Yeah, I tell you what, I'm so cautious anymore with people running red lights. I was coming home from Sioux Lyman the other day, and there's a three-way stop at the intersection of where Country Club Road and Gap Creek, right there, right near the school. And I slowed down and stopped to make my left turn on Country Club, and the car on my right just ran right through the stop sign. Didn't even slow down, right through. Unbelievable.
There's some strange drivers. I was on Edwards Road, right where it turns into Howell and then into Haywood, and I was making a left turn into the neighborhood, and I was making a left turn. The guy behind me decided to pass me while I was getting ready to make a left turn with oncoming traffic. These people were just crazy, and that guy just slowed down for the stop sign he went through.
Yeah, I tell my wife all the time, I says, if you go out by yourself, you have to have a serious swivel on your neck, because you got to look everywhere. People running red lights, people just doing silly things on the road. It's just not even funny anymore.
Up our blood pressure on stupid people. You looking to buy a new radio anytime soon? Dayton's coming up.
Oh, no. No, I just purchased another radio recently. I bought another IC7000 for my wife's car.
Okay, well, you know, there's a mysterious advertisement in the latest QST from Flex, and I have a sneaky suspicion it's going to be a QRP ICOM 705 kind of radio. Not proven yet, but supposed to be announced at Dayton.
Well, I tell you what, you know, back in the day when I was still driving truck, I had a 706 Mark IIG in my truck, which I still have. It just needs to be repaired. And I've got a couple of the IC7000s, which came in after that. And that's the last style of that kind of radio that is worth anything. Those radios are kind of, I'm talking on an IC7000 right now in my vehicle. And I love these radios. I've got several of them. I got a couple of backups, and one's going in my wife's car. But man, I don't think they make these like this anymore. These are nice radios.
ICOM 7000 was actually the first mobile rig I bought after I got my ham license. I've been commercial listed for a long time, but I got my ham license, and I wanted an all mode, all band, all around good radio, and the ICOM 7000 was that, except for whatever reason, I never could get a decent signal out of my truck with it. So I just gave up on trying to run HF mobile. But it was a good radio, and it's actually fully open, too. It's got open for Mars and for, you know, good old-fashioned NTSC slow scan.
Yeah, I've got I want to get mine looked at. I've got one of them is not opened up for Mars and caps, but the other three are. You know, I can switch up, you know, and talk on. Oh, nuts! Red light. I've been around the radio thing since the late '80s. I got my license back in New York. But yeah, I've been around the block a few times. You know, played on different frequencies.
After the ICOM, I was like, well, since I'm not running HF in the truck, I went with Kenwood. And to be honest, I really love the Kenwood T710s because I was just getting into Apers then, and good radius, good all-around, needed an external GPS. Don't currently have an external GPS on any of my T710s, but I have like three of them.
I'm not too familiar with those radios. I go a little older than that. I still have a Kenwood TS450 SAT on my bench, which is the old low-band rig with the built-in antenna tuner. That's how far back I go. I think that's from the late 90s.
If I work on all solid-state radios, so, yeah, each to his own. But, you know, of late, I picked up a state Flex 1500, oh, I don't know, about 7-8 years ago. And I love the little guy. He's only 5 watts out, but, you know, you only need 5 watts to hit most locations unless it's a contest day.
Oh, gotcha. I hear the ID coming in. Hang on. KB2HXS for ID. Anyway, you said you work on the radios? Do you actually repair them or what?
The ones I can repair, the rest of them are just board swap. I don't do surface mount, and actually they say, please, whatever you do, don't do any surface mount. Just send it back to us. Get you four CTD mobile.
Oh, okay. Because I've got a 2730 mobile I need to get looked at. I might be a board swap situation.
Don't mess with. I mean, you know, unless you're willing to pay my hourly rate, I don't usually do ham radio stuff.
Oh, okay. So you're in the commercial world. Oh, gotcha. I got to talk to you then. All right, let's talk to you off the air about a few things.
I mostly do navigation radios, not talky-talky radios.
No, I know. I realize that, but... there's some subjects I like to keep off the, you know, the ham stuff.
Remind me, if you will, your first name.
Name here is Dave. And if you've got Jimmy's number, I don't like giving my number over the repeater. I'm good in QRZ. Or if you want to get a hold of Jimmy and get my number from him and text him. But, you know, we can converse off the air.
Yeah, my name's Wyatt, and Jimmy knows who I am.
All right, well, if he has your number, Wyatt, maybe I'll talk to him and give you a call later. If you see a 772 number ring through or text you, that would be me.
Start with a text because if you're not in my contacts, you get straight to voicemail.
Okay, no problem. I'll just leave you a message and I'll tell you who I am and call me back at your leisure.
So, not interested. Are you into SDRs at all?
No, not really. I'm old school, man. I'm push the talk button and talk.
Okay.
I know. Right now, I'm still trying to work and keep myself busy. And maybe another year or so when I retire, then I might get into more of the digital stuff.
Hey, when are you going to retire? And I'm like, well, A, I'm not anywhere near the age to, and probably 10 years after I die.
I know. That's the way it seems these days, man. I got to keep going and keep an income right now. Well, I'll be 62 next April. I just turned 61 last month. So I figure next year I'll put in for whatever I can put in for it and see what happens from there.
Work is bankrupt and, wait, that's politics. Never mind.
I was trying to say that nicely. I agree. But anyway, Wyatt, I'm gonna cut you loose. I'm just about to turn onto my block here, and I gotta get out and fight the rain and tarp this thing. So, have a good day. I will catch you later. And I'm sorry I got your calls. This is KB2HXS.
Hey, Dave, it was good talking to you, and that's good because I'm just coming in the North TR, so There'll be stupid people there. And we will catch you later. KJ4, see you today, Mobile.
So it's KJ4, can you say the last three phonetically?
Charlie Tango Delta.
Okay, so CTD, all right, I got you. KJ4 CDT. All right, very good. Hawaii, we'll catch you later. 73, KB2HXS, clear.